You're with Hobber and Hing on Triple J.
You decided to do a very difficult challenge, which is have a baby and try to raise it with zero waste. And you also talk to heaps of people who have done it around the country and around the world.
Yeah. So I try to reduce every single part of my waste. And for example, in the very beginning, like I take a microphone into the a birth suite, like where I give birth, and then I'm asking my midwife all about the birth waste, which is definitely the most disgusting bit of the entire thing because it's like the placenta and all that. Look, it makes Lewis uncomfortable even thinking about it. You kind of like, your mouth goes dry and I don't even know why. It's got nothing to do with your mouth.
No, but that's not, it's not just because I have a problem with placenta in general, Veronica. It's because it's quite triggering for me, this conversation. As anyone who listens to the podcast will know, because a few, while you were making the podcast, you came over to my house in a trick. You called me and you said, Lewis, I need to speak to Alex, my girlfriend, who is an obstetrician, gynecologist. You're like, I'm doing a thing about babies. I want to go and talk to someone who delivers babies. And you were sitting and I was like, oh, lovely. What a beautiful chance. Me, my friend Veronica, my girlfriend, all having a beautiful dinner together. And you were interviewing Alex. And then all of a sudden, you were talking about people who ate their placenta.
Mm.
And then you turned to me.
You know how you were talking about, like, cooking the placenta?
You're talking to me? Oh, yuck. No. Yuck. Go away. No. Are you f***ing serious?
You cooked your placenta into a sausage roll and you brought it to my house for dinner.
A plus sausage roll, thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, I'm the one that had to go through the cooking of the entire thing, which is disgusting. It sizzles like kangaroo, if you're wondering.
Ooh.
It's brown. It's disgusting. It's got a real weird fluid that, and yeah. Ooh, it actually makes me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was it a bit gross, was it? It was all your choice. I had to endure that with no decision making. You just brought it around to my house. You put it in pastry so I couldn't, and then you just dumped it in front of me. And we were having a beautiful meal.
Well, it was the ultimate way to hide it in pastry, actually, because I contemplated making a lasagna or a pizza, whatever that is.
This is the moment, by the way. This is like, because I was quite surprised. And I just, it's not particularly good audio because it's just me swearing all the time.
Yuck, it's black.
It turns black.
Yeah, it's bloody. It's a haggis sausage roll. It's just the offal of your f***ing baby. It's so
That old cackle. That old Ron cackle.
Seeing your face was so good. Like I thought to myself, who could I possibly hide a placenta in pastry for? And I was like, nobody better than my friend Lewis Hobber, because he will be mortified by the entire thing. And you were. You lived up to it. So thank you and well done.
Lewis, what would you have done if you'd actually eaten it and then Ron had revealed, oh, by the way, that was my placenta? What would you have done?
Probably vomited. I think.
You vomit so easily, though.
I don't. I just vomit when I eat my friend's insides. That's normal.
You're with Hobber and Hing on Triple J.